have you back. You know, I've been having this conversation with some liberal friends for a while. And I find it laughable even more so now. Because when the Democrats were headed back into control of the House and the White House, I said, well, one of the things they're going to raise is the inheritance tax, the death tax, if you will. Oh, no, that'll never happen. It didn't work before. It was terrible. And they won't. And I laughed. And I said, Bob, Esquire Bob, I said, listen to me. Of course they're going to raise the death tax. They can't help themselves, as my next guest aptly pointed out in the break. John Decker is the executive director of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. John, good to see you.
With you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. And the death tax, the confiscatory death tax, it robs families of small businesses. It can destroy small farms because instead of the farm passing from one generation to the next, the farm has to be sold because the value of the land is so high now that they have to sell it to satisfy the tax to the federal government and sometimes the state government. And now they want to change the basis for taxation. Usually if a property taxes from generation to generation, that's the new basis. And if it's sold after that, that's your, you know, your taxable event. But now they want to make it so the basis began decades ago, meaning it will be impossible to pay the taxes even if you sell the land potentially. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. What we're really talking about here is actually a second death tax on top of the one that we currently have now. It's a brand new revenue stream for the federal government that they do not currently already have. And the one thing that's funny in Washington, D.C., is the shortest way to figure out what a bill does is to always just read the title and assume it does the opposite. And, you know, with this bill that we're talking about, of course, is the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion Act. And apparently to Democrats, sensible means handing someone a tax bill at their loved one's funeral and forcing them to sell the family farm to repay it, because that is exactly what this bill would do. And I don't just say Democrats to be partisan for the sake of being partisan, but this is actually one of those fights where the battle lines have been drawn very clearly. Every single Republican senator has signed a letter opposing this legislation. So this is really a push by Joe Biden and a push by Senate Democrats to try to get this enacted. They're hoping to tackle one of the big spending bills that they're trying to push through right now. And, you know, and it's really politically important that we stop it because, as our new study pointed out, this really is going to impact small businesses all across the country. And, you know, this isn't sort of a peripheral issue where, oh, we're going to stick it to the rich, but some small businesses might be collateral damage. Attacking small business is absolutely really what the heart of this proposal does. And they are the ones who are going to bear the brunt of the damage from it.
Right. And here's the point. If you know that you can't pass your business, whatever it might be, farm, small business, whatever it is, onto your children or whomever you'd like to pass it on to, there's no point in building the business. You get to a certain point, you're 60 years old, you're 65, and you say, to hell with it. I'm going to go on a bender for the next 2 months. I'm going to drink. I'm going to party. I'm going to blow all the money. Because what difference does it make if the government's going to take all the money in the end anyway? Why would you invest in the business? And the answer is you probably wouldn't. Because there's no reason to do that. To build a business, to pass it on to the next generation is a reason to keep money in the business, to be responsible, to be mindful. And if that's all going to be destroyed by the government, you might as well go do something else. Take a cruise. Sell it all. Go on a wild partying trip. Like, you know, what else would you do?
Yeah, and, you know, for me personally, this death tax that Biden is proposing, it also isn't just some abstract issue. My dad's a small business owner, third generation flame industry. My brother now works for him. And under Joe Biden's proposal, God forbid, if anything were to happen to my dad, my 25-year-old brother would actually get hit with a tax. Biden wants to make death a tax realization event. So upon my dad's death, my brother would actually get a tax bill for all of the gains accumulated over the years from the business that he just inherited. And if my brother at 25 years old, what does he do when he gets that tax bill?
And
obviously,
do
he doesn't have a ton of.
Yeah, and how do you pay it? Because here's the thing, and here, just so people understand, you earn a dollar. You pay income tax on the day you earn the dollar. Then you invest that dollar, and now they want the top marginal rate to be 39.6 for capital gains. So if you go and invest that dollar and make another dollar, they'll take 40% of that. And then when you spend the dollar, they'll take tax on that in the form of sales tax. And then if you buy property with that dollar, they'll hit you with property tax. And by the time it's all said and done, when you got 10 cents left of your dollar, if you're lucky, and then when you die, They want half of that. So you earn a dollar, and when it's all said and done, the government takes 95 cents. That's the problem, period, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that this is one issue that really illustrates just how far the left has gone on economic policy, unfortunately. When you look at Bill Clinton, he actually increased the exemption for the estate tax, which was actually a de facto death tax decrease. And now Democrats are doing away with that. And, of course, they want higher capital gains rates as well, which Bill Clinton also cuts. It really just shows you the shift even within their own party in terms of how they're looking at this and really just getting hijacked by this sort of more radical socialist fringe and unable to come to what was even sort of, you know, what I think a pretty commonly held consensus that we don't want to tax debt.
Yeah, and but the problem is clear. You destroy an entire generation, maybe all the small businesses. But let's be fair about this, shall we, John? Because the fact of the matter is Democrats hate small business and small business owners. You see, because small businesses like your father and small business owners like your father have the nerve to think they can do it on their own and don't need government help, don't want to rely on the government, have this idea that when they earn something, they ought to be able to keep the fruits of their own labor. You see, they have the nerve to think that hard work matters. And that they what they put into the business, they ought to be able to take back at some point. You see, they believe in what most Americans believe, and the Democrats hate small business owners. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing that's a shame, too, about this is, especially for some minority communities, when they go and they are entrepreneurial and they make a small business that succeeds, I think that for them, it's especially devastating to not be able to pass that on to their next of kin, because really that's how you accumulate wealth. And, you know, it's very hard to for the American dream, you know, to sort of survive when small business has this proposal that's really directed directly at it.
Yeah, it's like there's a crosshair on these people all the time. And the other thing is that they're labeled as rich. If you have an S corporation, for example, a pass-through corporation, and maybe you do $500,000 in business for the year. Well, look, they're rich. They made $500,000. No. They had $500,000 in revenue, minus $200,000 for employees, minus $100,000 for supplies, minus another 50 or 60 grand for taxes. They made 100 grand maybe. Out of a $500,000 business, but the people that are uneducated when it comes to money, which is most Americans, they don't understand that situation at all. I'll give you the last word.
Sure, and it's also very difficult to calculate that, you know, that they would want to apply this tax rate to. And that's why we talk about farmers and ranchers a lot when we talk about this, because land wealth sort of counts towards it, and sort of what the government artificially determines your property value to be very much could impact them, and they could be seeing a very high tax bill from this as well.
Yeah. There you have it. Tax the rich, feed the poor till there are no rich no more. I think I heard that somewhere in a song. Anyhow, John, greatly appreciate you being here. John Decker is the executive director of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Sir, thank you for being here.
I appreciate it.
There you have it. The death tax. It is a regressive tax that hurts a lot of people. Quick break on the Steve Duber Show. We'll be right back. Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust-free warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialist. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive, not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and 4 doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for 3.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.